Welcome back to The Brief by Kuro House, your daily dose of sharp marketing insights. Today, we're diving into how AI is upending brand discovery, the new shape of the shopping journey, a major agency acquisition shaking up audio, and what it takes to build creative infrastructure for the AI era. Plus, big questions loom as NBC Universal prepares to split from Comcast. Let's get into the details. First up, let's talk about the changing face of brand discovery in an AI-driven world, as covered by Adweek. Marketers are now wrestling with a customer journey that's increasingly mediated by AI agents. Paul Darcy, CMO of Moloco, highlighted research showing that the best way to protect your brand from AI disruption is by building longer-term, stickier customer relationships. The panel at Cannes Lions, which included execs from Marriott, Aya, GoodRx, Pinterest, and Codeword, all agreed, you need to make your brand a destination, not just a product. Jane Hendrick from Marriott pointed out that brands must be relevant before the customer even enters an AI-driven search, meaning cultural relevance is more critical than ever. Julie Foster from AI Experiences explained that generative engine optimization, GEO, is now about being part of the cultural conversation, not just SEO. Kyle Monson of Codeword coined the phrase, word of bot, emphasizing that AI chatbots are now powerful brand ambassadors. But it's not all about tech. Richard Case from GoodRx stressed the importance of memorable user experiences, and Dan Gardner of Code and Theory sees this disruption as a massive opportunity for every industry. The takeaway, you can't leave brand preference to the bots. You have to earn it, and that means investing in loyalty, experience, and cultural resonance. Next, we turn to another Adweek piece, this one focused on how every moment now has the potential to be a shopping moment. The panel, hosted with Roundel, explored how AI, creators, and omnichannel experiences are reshaping retail media. Stephanie Sandbo from LTK argued the funnel isn't dead, it's just collapsed. Consumers move from inspiration to purchase instantly, and the journey can start anywhere, Pinterest, Google, a Target store, or even spotting a bag on a plane. Katie Babcock from Google explained that search queries are longer and more specific, as consumers seek richer context before buying. Marta Egbali from Mattel discussed how fandom starts young but must be nurtured across touchpoints, social, digital, in-store, and experiential. AI's role, to reduce friction, not replace emotional connections. Sandbo emphasized that storytelling and creator-driven campaigns outperform transactional messages. And Jenny Holleran from Roundel reminded everyone that physical stores still matter, people crave memorable in-person experiences, often using their phones in store for deeper discovery. Retailers like Target are now tailoring stores to reflect their local communities, aiming for delight at every touchpoint. In the agency world, big news came from Adweek's Dealroom. London-based Maroma Group has acquired a majority stake in Ad Results Media, ARM, one of the world's largest buyers of podcast and audio media. This move marks Maroma's most significant entry into the US market since its founding in 2002. ARM, with offices in New York, Houston, and LA, connects brands like FanDuel, Molson Coors, and ZipRecruiter to audiences across podcasts, YouTube, streaming, and radio. Financial terms weren't disclosed, but Shamrock Capital, the previous majority owner, will retain a significant minority stake. ARM's CEO, Jordan Fox, will stay on, and both companies see this as a way to combine ARM's expertise in creator-led media with Maroma's global client relationships, which include giants like Adidas, McDonald's, and Google. Maroma's founder, Mark Boyan, says the deal is about scale and specialization, not just building another holding company, but leading where the market is headed, a platform that unites creator media, audio, performance, entertainment, and brand experience. Now, let's look at how brands can build creative infrastructure for the AI era, as explored in another Adweek panel with Empathy Lab. The old model, a single big idea rolled out everywhere, just doesn't cut it anymore. Instead, brands are assembling creative systems where engineers, creative talent, data, and AI production work together. Roland Butler from Zalando explained that the focus is now on empowering creative teams, giving them the freedom and speed to respond to cultural signals. During the Met Gala, Zalando's team used AI tools to link trend signals, product relevance, and visuals, publishing a campaign within 24 hours. But both Butler and Ben Hall from Empathy Lab warn against simply increasing the volume of AI output. Instead, they advocate for strategic thinking, systems thinking, and keeping empathy and cultural judgment at the core. Hall's advice: you need the empathy upstream, and the machines power the creative downstream. The real differentiator isn't just tech, it's the people who bring taste, emotion, and storytelling to the brand. Finally, a quick update on a story that could reshape the media landscape. NBC Universal is set to split from Comcast, according to Adweek. This tax-free spin-off will create two separate companies. Comcast will double down on its core technology businesses, while NBCU focuses on media and entertainment. Brian Roberts, Comcast's chairman and co-CEO, says the split will unlock a more entrepreneurial management approach and open up new opportunities for both businesses. Julie Clark from TransUnion notes that the separation will give both companies more flexibility. While the industry is buzzing with speculation about potential mergers or acquisitions for NBCU, what's clear is that this move could spark significant changes in how media and tech companies operate and compete. That's a wrap for today's brief. As we've seen, AI is transforming brand discovery, shopping, creative processes, and even the structure of major media companies. But at the end of the day, it's the brands that stay human, relevant, and connected to their audiences that will win, no matter how fast the technology moves. Thanks for listening, and stay sharp out there.